From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia has reacted strongly to President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law measures sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it denies. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving relations. He also said it's a declaration of economic war. Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's new U.N. ambassador, still hopes relations with Washington might turn for the better.
But we will be working in conditions that exist and in the hope that it will turn one day. But those who invented this bill, if they were thinking that they might change our policy, they were wrong, as history many times proved. They should have known better that we do not bend or do not break.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump really believes Russia interfered in the election.
The president's already said that himself directly at the press conference in Poland.
He may have been involved
as well, but he doesn't dispute the fact that Russia was, and he said that in Poland at the press conference.
She said the president signed the measure in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority. Russia has already retaliated by seizing properties in Moscow used by Americans and ordering hundreds of diplomats out of the country. Thousands in Guinea took to the streets Wednesday, opposed to election delays and insecurity, including opposition leader Selu Dalein Diallo. He called turnout a massive success, saying protesters are fed up with the government of President Alpha Conde, including the crackdown on dissent, and wants to see an end to impunity. They're also demanding delayed local elections be held. This is VOA News. Brazil.